First of all, the FWBO is what I've called an ecumenical Buddhist movement. Now, ecumenical is not really a very satisfactory word in this connection. I've really borrowed it from Christianity, but it's the best word we have. And what I mean by that is that the FWBO does not identify itself exclusively with any one Eastern Buddhist tradition. We don't say that we are Theravadin, we don't say that we are Mahayana, we don't say that we follow Tibetan Buddhism, we don't say that we're a Vajrayana tradition, we don't say any of those things. We say simply that we are Buddhist, that we are a Buddhist movement, a Buddhist tradition, if you like, a Buddhist lineage. So it's important that we should understand that. And because we're just Buddhist, we feel free to draw upon the enormous wealth of the entire Buddhist tradition. We feel free to study the Pali scriptures, free to study the great Mahayana sutras, whether translated from Sanskrit or from Tibetan or from Chinese. We feel free to study Zen, we feel free to study Shin, all the other Buddhist schools, traditions. There's a great treasury there upon which we draw. And we draw from that great treasury of Buddhist tradition and teaching those ideas, those principles, those practices which help us to develop as Buddhists within the context, for the most part, of Western social and cultural life. And of course, as you know, we call ourselves, we have called ourselves so far, the Western Buddhist Order and the Friends of the Western Buddhist Order. And of course, it's quite possible that that nomenclature will be changed. I don't know exactly when, but discussions are going on. But I made it clear originally that when we say Western, or at least when I say Western, I don't mean Western in a very narrow sense. I mean, we're trying to practice Buddhism under the conditions of a secularized and industrialized society here in the West. And that kind of society, which perhaps we could call the modern Western society, is fast spreading to other, you know, corners of the world. So that there are people, even in traditionally Buddhist countries, who are finding our approach as the FWBO more acceptable to them in some cases than their own indigenous Buddhist tradition. So we are in this, as it were, twofold position. We are ecumenical in the sense that we feel free to draw upon the wealth of the entire Buddhist tradition and to take from that wealth whatever helps us in the way of teaching or practice, to practice the Dharma, to develop spiritually within what we may broadly describe as a Western context. So it's in this way that we are what I've called an ecumenical Buddhist movement.